Simon & Schuster Audio presents Chaos Theory by Nick Stone. Read by Nick Stone and Dion Graham. From my beloved father, Tony A. Bowie, thank you for always rooting for me as me. Dearly beloved reader, we are gathered here today to read this book about brain-based stuff that affects a lot of people, even though we don't like talking about it. Yes, that was corny, but hopefully you snorted or sucked your teeth or rolled your eyes or something. The ice needed to be broken. Now that I have your full attention, let me first say this. I loathe the term mental illness. Yes, I know where it comes from and why we use it, but the idea of there being a right way for a brain to function is, well, I find it endlessly annoying. And as you read this book, I hope you'll see why. But since you haven't read it yet, I want to tell you up front that I, Nick Stone, am technically mentally ill. I won't get into my specific diagnoses here because they're genuinely not important. But I do want to warn you that a lot of what you'll hear in this audiobook is based on my literal personal experiences. This is an important thing to remember as you read, because there's a good chance that, one, if you also live with a brain that functions differently than it's supposed to, your experiences will differ from mine, and two, because of the mental illness stigma, which will be addressed, thank you very much, there's also a chance you'll have moments where you're like, OMG, I cannot believe Nick Stone put this in a book. She's making people with, insert diagnosis, look bad. But that's the thing. Getting rid of the mental illness stigma means getting rid of the idea that what people experience based on their brain chemistry can make them socially unacceptable. Like, we all want people to think we're so strong and tough and invincible, but we're not. We're human. For instance, when I'm in the thick of a major depressive episode, my brain tells me I'm trash and I'm worthless and I don't deserve to be alive. Are any of these things true? No. Does knowing they're not true make me feel them any less acutely? Nope. Self-hatred is one of my depressive symptoms, in a similar way that having a runny nose is a symptom of a head cold. In and of itself, it's just a thing that is. My point in all this, while there is an official content warning, know that I'm not going to sugarcoat anything in this book. If you are living with brain chemistry that functions in a way that occasionally obliterates your innate survival,
sample complete. Ready to continue?